Welcome to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. This podcast is designed to teach you about self-esteem, how we get low self-esteem, what triggers it, what can come from it if we don't heal from it, and of course, how to overcome it. If you enjoy this podcast, please do us a huge favor and rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Please rate and comment. We love your feedback. Your feedback is important to us, and we want to make this podcast a podcast that heals and touches the world. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, if you have ideas, please email us at overcoming@vatsjr.com. That's overcoming@vatsjr.com. That'll also be in the notes. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Welcome back to a new episode of Overcoming Low Self-Esteem. Before we get into this episode, and this is the tone for the rest of this podcast, the topics, the episodes, the discussions you are about to hear are very real, very authentic, and very painful. It is okay to pause and gather yourself, but come back and listen. I say that because if you are here, you're listening to this podcast, chances are you feel like you suffered from low self-esteem, and I understand how triggers work, and I don't want you to hear something and take it personal or take it bad, because we are exposing some truths about self-esteem and low self-esteem, so you are able to identify when your low self-esteem starts to pop up. So when you get to something that's too much for you or is triggering you, pause, take a couple of deep breaths. If you are crying, you know, gather yourself, but come back and hit play again and finish, because I do believe in the healing power that is in this podcast, that's in this class. You hear a lot from Antonio T. Smith Jr. He is my coach. He is an amazing person. He is the owner of the ATSJR Companies, which is a personal development and training company, and he employs quite a few of us, and he coaches us, and then we go out and coach people, and he coaches people, and he trains and speaks and gives and pours and writes a book, and he writes books, and he gives a lot, but he is genuine in his assistance, especially in this area. So before we get started, I did want to throw that warning out there. It's okay to pause, but when you pause, gather yourself and come back and jump back in the fire, as we say. This episode, you will have to listen to it to catch why it's titled this, but the title is Forgetting You Have Your Own Shoulders. You know, when we suffer from low self-esteem, it is easy to jump into someone else's problem, so we don't have to identify our own, or we don't have to acknowledge our own, or we don't have to even deal with or think about our own problems. But at the end of the day, remember that you are somebody and you are worthy, and you shouldn't feel like you need to love somebody in order to love yourself, or be a care provider from other people and neglect yourself. So remember who you are. Remember that you need to have a full cup as well. You know, you are doing a disservice if you're going out in the world pouring out to people and you haven't even poured into yourself first. So make sure you do that. Make sure you really listen to this episode, because Antonio breaks down self-esteem, self-image, and low self-esteem beautifully. Please pay attention. please, 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 because if you're hearing him say, if you can account for it, you can control it, and we're just here to bring awareness on the subject of low self-esteem, and we're here to give healing in that area and coaching in that area. So please receive what you're about to hear. Receive the rest of the episodes. And as always, enjoy the show.
Let's define low self-esteem. Self-esteem is an aspect of the way we view ourselves. You put a period. It is different from self-image. Okay, great. So self-esteem is an aspect of how we view ourselves. It is very different, but it's different from self-image. Now, what do I mean by that? You can look in the mirror and get a self-image. Your self-esteem interprets that image that you see. You have a self-image of being an American, British, Chinese, woman, man. Your self-esteem interprets that. Does that make sense? So, write this down now. Self-esteem refers to the overall opinion we have of ourselves and the value we place on ourselves as people. Self-esteem refers to the value we keep on ourselves, we place on ourselves, and on ourselves as people. Okay? Self-esteem refers to the overall opinion we have of ourselves and the value we place on ourselves as people. Now, let me go one step further. Write this down too, and then I'll open up all this for discussion. We'll break it down, we'll talk about it. Self-esteem, low self-esteem, means that the tone of this opinion is negative. For example, I'm useless, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm dumb, not pretty, I'm not as pretty as her, all that stuff. So self-esteem is the aspect of how you view yourself. Okay, I'm starting from the top. Self-esteem is the aspect of how you view yourself. It's not your self-image. Self-image, I have curly hair. I'm white, I'm black, I'm Hispanic. I have tan, I have freckles, I have dimples. That's self-image. Your self-esteem of that, those dimples, say something different. It interprets your self-image. Nothing. Now, here's the deal. Everything must be interpreted because we all have a frame of reference. Frame of reference. How we see things, how we see ourselves, you know, how everything comes into this world through us, through our eyes. Excuse me, everything from this world comes through our eyes. Then it gets filtered through our subconscious. Okay? Now I'm going to have to open that up because that's in another quantum physics type class that I teach. But I'm going to have to open it up in a little bit. So, once it goes into your eyes, goes to your conscious mind, your subconscious mind filters it. Nothing wrong with that. But when the tone is negative, that's when you have low self-esteem. Was that clear? Okay. When the tone becomes negative, that is when you have low self-esteem. I'm not a good person. I'm inadequate. I'm inferior. When you look at your siblings and go, she's a smart one, I'm not. And that makes you feel a certain way. She always loved him. When you suffer from anger problems and you think it's anger all the time, and it's not, most times, sometimes it's not even anger. You're angry at yourself for feeling inferior. then you overcompensate for that inferiority complex that you have, and you dominate and mistreat people, now giving you a superiority complex. Because you hate yourself, you have to make other people hate themselves in order to feel good about yourself. Now, flip side of that, which is what most people will suffer from in this class, is that you're so loving, you forgot to love yourself. Okay, we got to talk about that one, because I looked at the facial expressions on that one. So, my two empaths that volunteered to get cut up for this module and the next two. Okay, what did I mean by you're so loving you forgot to love yourself? Anyone? Okay, I want this energy over here. Come on, yes. Let's hear it over here. Camera's rolling. Yes, you over there.
It's easy to put everyone else's problems on your shoulders so much that you forget that you have shoulders. It's easy to be the care provider for everybody and be so worn out at the end of the day that you just crash. You eat whatever, you drink whatever. But you make sure other people are healthy. You make sure other people are supported. And you don't support yourself.
Wow. Any opinions on that? Yeah. Or something that, ditto, something to add to it? You can hit nail on the head, that's for sure.
You just don't care about yourself.
That's true. You get to the point where you don't care about yourself.
Or are we confused? Others as loving us.
Ah, okay, that's good. Confused taking care of others as loving us. And I'd like to add something else in there. Same line, but some of us are different. We purposely don't want to address ourselves, so we keep addressing everyone else. And we get into relationships
where we have to take care of other people.
Because I don't want to take care of myself.
And they manipulate you until you only take care of them.
That's right.
And they don't support, they don't show up, they don't love you. No. They just love what you do for them.
That's right. They love that they can control you. Mm-hmm. And they love that more than they love you. And you'll find this, I shouldn't do this, but I have to, okay? I have to. I don't know anything. I'm going to show you what this looks like, okay? When someone loves control that they have over you more than they love you, it comes out in the relationship. You call it fetishes. Think about that for a second, okay? When someone loves how they, it's not always. Fetish is something that we're giving into this craving. No, cut off what is pleasing to someone and then watch their behavior. If I have a